You might begin by letting your eyes close gently and just noticing what it is like to be here right now. See if you can make yourself at home in the present moment. Partly that means just noticing the settling process. Noticing how it is in your body, the sensations of just sitting here. Being aware of the sounds that are here. And perhaps taking a few very conscious, long, deep breaths to continue collecting and gathering and arriving right here. So inhaling slowly and deeply, filling the lungs. Holding for a moment. Just feel that fullness and slowly exhale. Good. And inhaling again, long, deep in-breath. So the chest is full. And then just gently releasing the breath and sense a letting go through the whole body as you do so. And again, inhaling deeply, a long, deep, full in-breath. And exhaling slowly, letting go, letting go, letting go. So that as you continue to just notice the natural inflow, outflow, just sense the possibility of relaxing a bit more right now. Letting the shoulders down, softening the hands, relaxing the belly. Relaxing your heart. So there can be more of a listening right now to the heart. Listening to your heart and sensing your intention for this evening. You're listening to what really matters. What's important? What's the heart's longing? It's from presence, from sincerity, that we bring our voices collectively together in chanting. And as we've done in the last few weeks, we'll chant the what's called the Bij syllable. It's a syllable that's in every mantra of Ah. And it's a syllable of letting go, of completely releasing oneself into presence, into love, into truth. Ah. So if you'd like to bring the palms together, when you chant, when you're done with one breath, expelling the breath, just begin chanting again. So it's a continuous kind of sound current. And please feel free to harmonize with each other. Inhaling deeply. In the stillness, let yourself be aware of the aliveness, the vibration of the body. You might scan down the body and notice again any areas of holding or tightness. As we often do, letting the shoulders be in your awareness. See if you can feel the shoulders from the inside. Just letting whatever's there float in awareness. The more awareness, the more there can be a natural untangling. Bringing that same soft attention to the hands. So you can notice as you relax and soften the hands, the vibration or tingling that's there. Letting the whole arm relax, so the shoulders, arms, and hands are very easy, at ease. Feeling an openness to the chest. And just loosening down through the belly. Just let this next breath be received in a softening belly. This breath. And this one, and again, and again, letting the awareness of sensation go deep into the torso. Let it spread through the legs. Down through the legs so that you can feel the feet from the inside, just as you do with the hands, a soft attention that perceives the tingling and the vibrating. So that you can widen the whole lens of awareness to include the whole body, sensing this whole field of vibrating and tingling, places of ache or places of flow, heat or cool, unconditional presence with however this life is living through you right now. Sense what it is to receive the sensations of this body without any resistance. Just as you might begin to listen to sound now, not just with your ears, but with your whole awareness, and let the sounds wash through. With no resistance. Listening to the space in the room. And enlarging to sense the sounds outside. Just receiving without resistance sound. And noticing if there is a resistance, that you can receive that too in awareness. listening to and feeling the whole moment. In this openness and receptivity, you might sense in the foreground the flow of the breath. Not forcing the breath to be a certain way, but receiving the breath just as you receive sound. Relaxing with the breath. So the gentle inflow and outflow of the breath is in the foreground, and yet still aware of the whole background of sounds, the whole field of sensation. Listening to and feeling the changing flow of this moment-to-moment experience. Aware of the quality of hearness. You might even mentally whisper, "Hear." And really just sense the immediacy of experience. Relaxing with what's happening. Our intention in the meditation practice is this presence, this awake, allowing presence that notices the changing flow of experience. It's very natural that the mind leaves this presence. And so our practice is to notice when that happens without any judgment. In fact, when you notice that you've been lost in thought, that is a moment of waking up. Just to honor that. When you notice you've been drifting in the thoughts of the future or the past, commentary, simply pause. Arrive again, right here, listening to these sounds. Arrive again, relaxing in the body, the shoulders, the hands. Feeling these sensations. This inflow and outflow of the breath. Arrive again and feel this heart, just relaxing your heart and saying yes to whatever the heart is carrying. Offering an unconditional presence to the life of the moment. If the mind is narrowed into a train of thought, let this be the moment of opening up again, right back to this here-ness, right here. Gently, kindly, re-arriving. There are two questions that help us come home again. And one is really, what's happening? Just to ask what's happening and pay attention with the senses wide open. The second question is, can I let this be just as it is? In a few moments, the formal meditation will end. You might sense your intention again for the evening. And that in some way, this presence might carry as you open your eyes, as you move, perhaps talk to someone, as you listen, that there can be a seamlessness where our meditation practice comes alive in all parts of our life. So when you hear the bell, you might just listen. And then when you open your eyes, be aware of taking in color and form. And when you move, aware of the sensations of moving, staying right here, moment by moment.